Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Human Podcast. And a huge mystery has been solved.
I am validated.
No.
This is my story. So every time we've done the podcast, I've always heard music playing in the background. And I've always asked every now and again, hey, do you guys hear music? And you've been like, no, there's no music playing. But there has been music playing. And finally, the answer has been solved.
So, I my wife, like, hands me her headphones, like, listen. Just, like, listen and see if you can hear music, you know, in my fucking headphones. And I'm like, all right, this fucking ditzy bitch is fucking crazy. And it's fine, you know, I love her anyway, you know, crazy pussy is great. And sure enough, I put these fuckers on, and there's music in the fucking background. And I am listening hard to this fucking music. It's like some poppy fucking, you know.
Like, it's music I would never listen to.
And apparently what has been happening is an FM signal has been being picked up by the cable and, like, transitioned and then fucking sent on over to her headphones through the fucking cable. You know, not enough power to fucking make it a discernible real sound, but enough to, like, you know, it's like to where I could, like, make, that's a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's fucking songs. And I'm sure if I kept listening, I can, you know, find a song that I recognize.
Maybe.
I don't listen to fucking radio. But I feel good for my wife.
I feel so validated. I feel so good. You guys have no idea how confused I have been for months.
Every time. Like, I'm just like, okay, yeah, there's not music. And I just assumed it was in her head. I'm like, yeah, no, it's fine. You know, she's like, the music is back. Harold, the music is back. and I'm like, yeah, Margaret, the music is back. Go away. And turns out she was right.
I was right.
I'm like, it makes me realize that, like,
how is this even possible? Where is the signal coming from?
Everywhere.
Everywhere? Okay, yeah. Don't answer that question.
You know how, like, a microwave works? And, like, no matter where your food is in the microwave, it'll still cook?
But it cooks unevenly.
Doesn't matter. If your food is in that box in the microwave, when the microwave turns on,
uh-huh,
it will fucking cook.
Okay. So they're just constant radio waves?
Everywhere, yeah. We're
everywhere?
Getting bar.
Yeah,
oh, so, like, it's kind of like the internet.
Signals,
yeah.
Like,
oh, okay.
But, like, how, you know, you can get Wi-Fi from wherever in this house.
Yeah, yeah.
It just, you know. And it's indiscernible to us, and it doesn't affect us at all. And I'm sure, like, if it was to go away forever, like, it would be like, oh, well, that's no longer a thing now.
I would be grateful.
But, like, if, like, the refrigerator turns off and you're like, I don't, it's pure silence.
Our refrigerator is very loud. It's okay.
I can't have pure silence because then the ringing comes.
Yeah, because you have tinnitus. That's why I always have music. That's why I always have the TV on playing music.
Yeah. That
it helps. Because, like, I don't have tinnitus, but I have something that makes my... So, like, I don't hear ringing, but I hear, like... I hear static. So I always need background music. Always. So I don't have to fucking listen to the static.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of like a staticky ring. And if you know, go into a room of pure silence, it just gets louder and louder and louder. Until,
and especially because you have all the sound deafening things in here.
Well, no, that has nothing to do with it. These don't deaden sound. It, like, pretty much prevents it from, like, bouncing off the walls. It's not really necessary.
No, I can tell the difference when I walk into this room versus walking out to the room. I can tell the difference in the sound.
Yeah, I mean, it's
cool.
It's a slight difference, but, you know, I just like the aesthetic of it. That's mainly why it's up.
It does look cool.
So
if you get me a new cord, will this go away or am I stuck with it for life? Oh, okay.
Yeah, if I get you a new cord that pretty much prevents... Like, mine doesn't have it because I, like, spent good money on my cord. But since you have fucking headphones from, like, the 18th century...
Yeah.
You know, like...
They're pretty old, but they've held up. These are, what, like, 6 years old now?
Yeah, you have, like, the second generation of your Sony headphones.
And they still work fucking great. Okay, they don't work as great as they used to, but the sound canceling still works bomb.
So.
That's all that matters to me.
But I didn't do any of the introductions. We got right into that mystery. I'm your host, Alex the Truck, as always. We got my wife, not the truck.
Thank you.
And then we got Courtney from across the land.
Yep. I'm here.
I like how she like does like the Daria. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh my God.
Come here then, Mo.
No, just move stuff out of her way.
She just wants to say hello. Say hello.
And the cat's kitty.
There. You happy now?
That was actually her, too.
She's got such a sassy mouth.
No, she's like a little pain in my ass. And I love her. She's like the best fucking cat ever.
I know, that's why I got her for you.
Yeah. No, you like found her at a Walmart, and you're like, this will remind him of his roots when he used to work here. And then they can bond and be like, hey, remember when you and I used to sit in the Walmart parking lot thinking how grand life could be? It's great for me. You got fucking...
No, I picked her because you need a calico to match your energy to have a good relationship with a cat. Like, you don't like plastic cats. So I got you a feisty one.
And she just sleeps all day. That's all she does.
Mm-hmm.
She sleeps and then she gets like a little bit of energy.
Yeah, cats are only awake for like 6 to 8 hours a day. They're asleep for 2/3 of their life, which is fucking bomb. I wish I could sleep that much.
I mean, you can.
I mean, I can, but then I can't make money and I can't pay bills.
I mean, I guarantee you that there's people that, you know, stream them sleeping and then make money off of it.
Oh, totes. The internet exists. People will pay for it. What is it? The internet is a breeding ground for freaks.
No, like, freaks are already there. You know, it's like, enjoy what you enjoy. But there's people that are, like, fucking wacky. Like, one of my fucking favorite things to do is look up videos of boomers just being boomers. You know, like, they just got, you know, off the couch, done with an afternoon of watching Fox News. And like, all right, let me go tell the world how it really is. How it was in a better time when you're allowed to be racist and all that fun shit.
Excuse me.
When you're allowed to say retard without, you know, getting in trouble. When you're allowed to smoke on a plane.
People used to be allowed to smoke on planes?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Have you never noticed there's an ashtray? Like, you know, fucking in your little thing?
In my car?
No, in your fucking plane. Like, next time you get on a plane.
Uh-huh.
Like a lot of them will still have the fucking ashtray just welded shut.
Is that the little half circle that comes out from under the arm?
Yeah, sometimes it comes from the arm, sometimes it's in the arm.
I know what that used to look like.
Yeah, and they're all fucking welded shut now. Yeah, I don't know.
So,
like
when planes were like first invented, people were smoking on them?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Were the Wright brothers smoking?
I'm sure. I mean, Amelia Earhart was. Then she went on fire. She was hot, like a hot woman for her time.
Did you know they finally found her body?
Yeah, she was like fucking found on an island, like killed by crabs.
Yeah.
you know, obviously dumb women. They're like, I think this is the place that we should land. And like she lands like, I don't think this is the place.
I have like one of the few manga books I have. It's about this chick who's searching for like a moving island and she has to fly on it by plane. But her dad's on the moving island. And so she spent like a year looking for him. But then the dolphins brought back her purse and she's like, oh, shit, I know where the island is. And so excuse me. And so the last picture is her taking off in the plane with her cat, BT Dubs.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm bad at describing things.
Terrible, honestly.
Yeah.
But there's a cat.
Like, that's like the only thing. It's like, as long as there's a cat, it is fine. I like the cats.
I do like
cats. You know, I'm going to start crying about my cats and then.
I can't stop thinking about cats.
Yeah, just be glad that you didn't have to go on like eHarmony and, you know, like go like explain to like a new dude back, hey, I really like pussy. And he's like, score. Like, it's like not other women, like cats.
Okay, I would never ever use any type of dating online device, app or whatnot. If I ever used it, it would be to fuck with people.
Yeah, that's what you use it for. That's what the Tinder is for. I feel like such a goddamn old person when I'm like, you know the Tinders. You used it for the dating and the smashing and the boobadoobads.
Is Tinder even still relevant?
Of course.
Can I have my other beer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here.
Ugh. Did you ever make a profile on any type of dating thing, babe?
No.
Courtney, how about you?
Yeah.
What? On what?
She's like, plenty of fish.
Oh, I think it was Bumble.
I thought Bumble was for gay people. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Grindr.
Everyone, all of them here, all of them are for gay people, technically. If you really think about it, it's like every dating app, you know, can be used for a gay person.
Well, yeah. Wasn't there like a secret code at like one point where you put like two initials at the bottom to like state that you were like you were gay or something when it first started happening? I feel like there was like code words you put at the bottom.
Yeah, you like tapped your foot in the fucking stall and then like men would come like at the bathroom stall and men would come in and you'd fucking like, you know, JFK airport bathroom stalls.
Oh my God, there was a smut book I read about vampires. And so when they would like they made like social profiles for this and they put V at the bottom to distinguish that they were vampires. And like it's a whole book of this dude going hookups with like girls who think they're who want to be vampires because they think they'll change them into a vampire. And he's like, no, fuck all these bitches. Except for the last one. That one he turns into the vampire.
Women and their fucking weird ass smut books.
There are some really weird smut books. There are smut books I regret reading.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there's bad smut books out there.
She's like, there's a monster smut book where it was Frankenstein.
Here you go, guys. This is the Bumble.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. These fucking dorks.
God.
It's dudes putting their best foot forward. And it's like, I want to make a dating app where we just get the dick pics out of the way. Like, they're there if you want to go look at them.
They can put dick pics up still?
Everyone can put dick pics. Like, I'm sure if you fucking go to, like, Bumble and shit, like, you know, you like, you know, message a dude and the dude's like, dead penis. Here you go. Look at my penis. I did my penis thing. Do you like it? Like, I never understood that. Like, sending an unsolicited dick pic. It's like, if you're sexting, yeah, sure. I like how Courtney only has like 25% of her stuff done.
Yeah. And now I have like a photo.
You're only 5'1"?
No, I think I'm off. hat's off. I think I'm a little more than that.
Yeah, no, you only have two photos on your fucking Bumble.
I am now reading an article called Dick Pics, A Man's Modern Guide to Sending Nudes. And it's explaining all the reasons why you should not be sending nudes.
So, I have an idea. And hear me out on this. I feel like there should be a company that makes custom fucking playing cards. So when a woman collects, you know, 52 unsolicited dick pics, or, you know, 54, including the two jokers, she is able to send in all the dick pics, and then that company arranges them from size, you know, smallest to biggest. So, like, the smallest dick will get, like, the two of clubs, you know, or the two of diamonds. So the four smallest dicks will get the two denomination. And then you go all the way up until, like, you get to, like, the best dicks. What?
I don't understand the definition of the word you just said, so I'm going to look it up.
What word?
It started with a D.
It started with a D. Dick?
No. After, like, denomination. Because I thought that just meant something like about like Christianity. So you said it in a different way. So now I need to look up, because apparently I lack knowledge of how this word can be used. So now I need to educate myself.
But yeah, I mean, like, it'd be awesome to just be like, hey, you know, check this out. You know, I have a fucking full deck of unsolicited dick pictures. And then that way, like, when like a bunch of friends are over and like, you know, she just like busts out the fucking deck. It's like, I have 52 unsolicited dick pictures in here. And like six guys you see just get up and leave. They're like, oh, fuck. Because they know that they're going to be in there. It's like, I just don't do, like, you can get a girl, like, it, just steer the conversation.
All right, denomination was misused, but continue.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, it was. Now move on.
Like, we're way beyond that. I'm on a whole fucking company that makes fucking playing cards for fucking dude sticks.
I am autistic. I pay attention to what I can and then research it, because
she'd be like either a great doctor or a horrible doctor.
I would be a horrible doctor. I'm an excellent nurse, but I could never be a doctor. Fuck that.
See, like that show, The Good Doctor.
Oh my God, I hated that show so much.
It's such a bad show all in all.
Oh my God.
Like, it would be hilarious if, like, the first episode, he, like, grabs the fucking knife and they just shoot him to death. And like, that's the end of the show.
I would have been fine with that.
If he was black, like a black autistic, you know, savant doctor, yeah, he'd have fucking been dead. But since he was white.
Dad, what's the difference between agnostic and atheist again?
One's just a stoned atheist.
So, atheist, okay, one means you don't believe in God, but you accept there might be a possibility, and the other one is like, there is no God.
So atheist is fuck you, God doesn't exist. Agnostic is maybe.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm atheist. I believe in no deity. And quite honestly, if you really want to know, we're in a fucking giant computer simulation. None of this is real. We are just codes and numbers.
It's like, hey, here, you get dreams of fucking going to work, and now you get to wake up and go do it again.
I hate that shit. That is so annoying. But I have dreams like those now instead of nightmares all the time. So any dream that is not a nightmare is welcome. Except the ones where your teeth get pulled out. Those ones are creepy.
I have dream, like, I had a dream the other day I almost forgot about this, that I was a cop, that I was like a state trooper, and I had a horse.
You had a horse?
I had a horse.
Fuck yeah.
It's like a Mountie. And like I was doing, I don't know like anything beyond that, but I'm like, why the fuck am I dreaming about being a cop? Like, I saw what it takes to be a cop, and I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. I knew that would happen, too. You said you're going to do it, and I'm like, okay, well, we'll see.
I
knew you weren't going to do it.
I'll tell you this. Like, if it was just like, hey, you go in, and they don't fucking ask questions, I'd be a cop.
They have to ask questions.
Why?
Because these people will not be put into authority.
They're already bad people. Just let fucking more bad people in.
It doesn't fix the problem.
Yeah, fucking, you know, make it way worse.
I miss Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Is it over?
Yeah. Like, they finished the finale season, or whatever the fuck it's called. Is it called a finale?
Yeah.
Is that the right way to say it, or is that just like... Is that the right way to say it?
The finale, yes. That is the last episode.
We are clear. This is clearly a word from the language that we are butchering, I feel like.
Finale. The last one.
But, yeah. No. Like, I felt better about Cops for a while, and then, like, Cops started fucking shit up again, and I was like, aw. But, like, not all cops are bad cops.
There are good cops.
There are good cops.
Yeah, and I'm friends with a few of them, but... But let's get into some fucking news stories, because I saw this the other day. So you remember those conjoined twins? The ones that have two heads?
I don't know anything about it, but continue.
Okay, so there's conjoined twins. Like, they share one body and they have two heads.
Oh, that sucks.
You know, two fully formed, you know, yeah, functioning, you know, articulable heads.
Oh.
You know, both like are like fully formed and everything. So,
oh,
you know, just like imagine a chick, but like, you know, just two heads, like the fucking knights who say knee. Yeah.
That's such a good movie.
No, the there's like the two headed fucking.
No, I'm talking about Monty Python.
Yeah. But so these, you know, girls came back out on, you know, Oprah in like 1966, and it's just like fucking these two chicks here. You know, yeah, they didn't win the genetic lottery.
They did not. But these are two very strong women to have reached adulthood in this situation.
I mean, they're not fucking bad looking.
I wonder if they ever had points where they were trying to be suicidal. I would assume so.
Well, I mean, like, one controls one arm and one controls the other. It's like, imagine, it's like, they're, like, trying to cut themselves. And it's like, no, stop, no. And, you know, just, like, you know, arms battling each other.
I wonder if they're able to feed each other.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I bet they can do all kinds of cool tricks.
Yeah, no, they, like, they
How
went
that
to, like...
How was thing even born?
Well, like, they, like...
Like, was it a C-section? Like...
I'm sure it was.
Okay,
I'm sure
they're
come...
living their best life.
Yeah, no, they're having a great fucking time.
That's amazing for them. I'm so happy.
But one of them got married. Just one. And like, I want so desperately to know. Like, they did the fucking TLC show, you know, a few years back. About, you know, who they were, to make a bunch of money, I'm sure, to pay for all the doctor's appointments that they had to go towards. But they're 34 now, and they're a teacher. I feel like it's, like, the only time that it's, like, you know, you can say them and they them.
You can always say they them.
But, like, it's, like, it's they, you know?
Yeah.
Both of the.
Why are you confused by this?
I'm not. It's just like, I'm like, oh, wow. But, like, I feel bad for, like, the other chick, this, you know, fucking crazy third wheel chick. You know, because now she, got, like, the other one got married.
Yeah.
And they share one fucking pussy.
Yeah.
You know, and the tits. So, like, everything above, like, they have two of, like, you know, I have, like, three lungs, two stomachs, shit like that.
How many titties?
Two.
Aw. There could have been more. That's disappointing.
But yeah, no, it's like they don't really speak on, like, you know, sex stuff. I'm like, you girls could easily make $10 million starting OnlyFans overnight. Sell out.
Courtney, it's hard to be the third wheel, isn't it?
No. I'm just a fairly, really laid back person.
See? Like, babe, when you married me, you low-key married my best friend. Like, we're attached.
Yeah, but I don't have to, like, pay her for her health insurance.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
You're still sharing all your stuff, too, on your phone.
I'm trying to, like, delete stuff. I need to delete some stuff.
Do you make cake mix with soda? What kind of fucking...
Okay, I've seen the videos, and I understand really how it works, but I would never eat it.
That's a bad idea. Really?
Like, no, it's science.
No, it's, like, so good. It's really good.
I know.
Like, that's what, like, my dad's obsessed with them. Like, yeah, they're really good.
Man. So it's,
I
like,
don't even like cake.
Which makes me want to have one.
I always forget that. Like, I make cake and then I eat it and I'm like, oh, wait, I forgot. I don't like cake.
So it's like, what if, like, one of the sisters, like, gets suicidal? It's like, I don't want to live anymore. Like, they just, like, chop off her head? Cause like they, like, share, like, the top half, and, like, they could, you know.
They're pushing through a lot.
No, honestly, I feel like they're doing pretty all right.
They're doing all right, but they're strong. It's not easy to make those kinds of decisions.
Like, imagine, like, the chick's like, we're gonna go suck my husband's dick. It's like, I don't want to suck dick. I was sitting here playing Call of Duty with one hand. It's like, nope. Now we're gonna go suck dick, and it's gonna be messy. It's like, ugh. Like, I always, like, wonder if, like, there was, like, one dude that, like, dated both of them, and they're, like, in, like, a little fucking throuple thing.
Throuples are cool.
And it's like,
I dig those.
But, like, I imagine, like, a dude just, like, you know, putting his penis in between, like, both of their mouths. It's like, it's, like, the worst, but it's, like, okay.
No, that's the best. Like, wouldn't you like it if me and another girl were sucking you off at the same time?
Yeah, but that's her sister.
Is it, though?
It is, yeah. That is 100% her sister. They're conjoined twins. That's the definition of it. And do they have separate IDs? Like, that's another question.
Of course they have separate IDs. The government tracks everything.
And like, how do they take that photo? It's like, all right, lean out of the way. And she's like, eh.
It's annoying because they only get one paycheck.
Yes, that is annoying. Oh, my God, Courtney, that's super fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Well, do you know that, or?
Yeah. Because I watched some of their documentaries.
Oh, damn. Of course she would. In between watching Fox News.
Oh, I could not live like that. I say that from the outside because I don't know the experience personally. So I can only make judgments based on my own experiences. So truly, I have no right to judge. Like, I know, like, which I think I know what I would do better in that situation, but I've never been in that situation, so I honestly don't.
Honestly, I would love it if these two would, like, go into, like, a wrestling, like, some, like, WWF fucking bullshit. Like, just fake wrestling. It's like the two-headed chick and, like, get buff. And, like, just start beating the shit out of people.
The Blind Bandit.
It'd be hilarious.
Hey guys, look at these two pictures. Let's... I wanted to try them, and they're from the Pear website, where uh-huh. They have magnetic. You can replace the face of the thing. So, which one do you think is better shape wise, though? This one, the Larkin.
Uh huh.
Or this one, the Jesse.
The Larkin.
Why Larkin? Are you frowning? Pick a different facial expression.
It's a neutral facial expression.
Yeah.
It is? Sorry, I misjudged it. Facial expressions are hard to remember what they mean. You have no idea.
My wife has like a whole chart and she's like happy, sad, angry.
I do. I have a chart in my brain to help me decipher what faces mean.
Sonder.
And sometimes they're not always right. You know, like the nonogram puzzles? That's how I have to figure out facial expressions. I have to roll other things out in order to understand what's left. It's really hard to be me.
What, like, if I was like a two-headed giant, like, would you still like fucking be married to me?
Okay, I want to be married to both of you, not just one.
Well, like, you can't be married to both of us.
That's, why not?
Law.
But okay,
so like if I was to like run away, you know, hop on my bike, go to a different state, you know, and kind of like change my identity and then get married to a new chick, that marriage would be null and void because I'm still married to you. You cannot be married to multiple girls at once.
Okay, so I don't mean like legal wise, like I mean like that stage of the relationship. Like, I'd want to be with both of you, like, of your own volition, like, regardless of the state. Like, if it's like, it would be a marriage to me whether I married just one or the other. It'd be a marriage of both. And that would be fine.
I mean, if I had, like, two dicks, like, that'd be awesome.
I mean, just you having two mouths would be fucking amazing.
It's like, we'd be able to kiss you on both sides of the cheek, like, all right, bye.
Yes.
But, like, having, like, two dicks, we're like, boom, 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 boom. You know, and it's like, all right, I'm done. Your turn. Boom, boom, boom. You know, and, like, one shrinks away so the other can fucking get in.
Oh, my God. That is literally the best. That's amazing. Like, so, yeah, I would be perfectly fine. But both of you would want to have... I would want both of you to have a relationship with me that is reciprocated. I'm not explaining this very well.
Yeah, probably not.
Like, marriage is a contract in more than one way. Like, there's a legal way, but then there's a relationship between you and me where we have stipulations and boundaries that are respected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find it funny that, like, Courtney's, like, just doing it one by one. Like, that's... She, like, Courtney's, like, just in here, like, deleting photos one by one. She's like, delete this one. Delete this one.
Well, yeah, sometimes you, like, look down and it's like, oh, shit, I have, like, all these fucking pictures.
And I can't really see, like, I can't really see it, you know?
Oh, yeah. That reminds me.
Did you get a DoorDash order?
Well, I was going to, actually.
Hell yeah. What? What is this?
It's Arby's. Get what you want.
Arby's. Wait, they have the meat.
Dinner yet?
No.
Well, no. Dinner. Okay.
So, like, I was sleeping on the couch and, like.
It did not go well.
So.
Best laid plans.
My wife went to the store to, like, pick up a pickup order. And mm-hmm. So I'm, like, just taking a little snooze on the couch. And I'm like, it'll be, you know, 10 minutes max. You know, in and out. And then I wake up and she's still not there. My phone's in the other room. And so I go racing over to the other fucking room to get my phone because I'm like, something is not right. Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right now. And so like I look down, there's a voicemail and a missed call from my wife. I am thinking the worst. I'm like, oh no, this is the police saying that my wife has been shot to death.
Oh my God, you were so worried. I feel so bad.
I was very fucking worried.
Oh my God, babe, I'm so sorry.
That I wouldn't have dinner.
Oh my God. You were worried. Who knows what Alex could have gotten into?
I mean, car accidents, obviously, but I'm just like, oh, fucking don't crash the car before vacation. Like that's like my first thought.
That would be the worst thing ever.
I'm just like sitting there, I'm like, my police say she didn't like fucking crash. Kids sugarcone $129 fucking dollars? The fuck is that?
What?
Do you not see this kid sugarcone for $120?
That's pretty funny.
That's obviously it's supposed to be $12.99.
No, look, even the fucking sprinkled waffle bowl is only $3.
Yeah, it's a typo.
It's a typo.
That's amazing.
It's probably only meant to be $129.
So order the kid's sugar cone anyway.
Nuh-uh. Mm-hmm. That's dangerous.
No balls.
Okay, so nope. That was your side of the story. I went to Safeway because we did a pickup order. And I checked in like a normal person and I sat there and I waited like 10 minutes. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. They must be like just like really busy. And then I waited another 10 minutes and I'm like, okay, this is kind of weird. And then I waited a third 10 minutes. I'm like, okay, it's been a half hour. And like, I'm too anxious to call the phone number because like, I don't want to make them feel bad that they're like behind on shit. But then it's like 40 minutes and a dude comes out. And I show my phone, he puts the order in the car, and it's fine. I'm like, okay, cool. We're just like really like understaffed and shit. I get home, like I drove home, and then I go to unload the groceries, and it's somebody else's order. And so like I call. So I had ordered from a different location. So I called the location I ordered from, which was 15 minutes away. And I'm like, yo, I picked up somebody else's order. And this chick's like, oh, my God, how did that happen? I'm the only one who scans the things. And so I was like, OK, well, I'm just going to come by and drop off the wrong order and come get mine. She's like, OK, cool. I'll see you in a little bit. I drove to the location where I thought I had placed the order. And I walk in and I'm like, I tell the person who's in charge of it, and it's a different voice, like it's not the same voice. And I was just like, okay, cool, maybe I just was imagining the wrong voice or whatever. And so she was like, oh my God, you have the wrong order. And so I give her that order, and literally the person that order was for had would arrive like 5 minutes earlier. So I literally brought her order back. And so things were fine. But then the people in the back were like looking for my order and they're like, what? And I keep looking at the app. I'm like, did I do something wrong? I did do something wrong. So I had to walk in and be like, okay, I ordered from another store. And they're like, oh, okay, this happens all the time. But I'm like, no, this is awful. So then I call back the restaurant, the store where it was. And I speak to the first girl and I'm like, hey, I'm at the wrong store. I'm on my way to come get you. And like, she had literally had a panic attack because this is literally her first day at work. She thought she was going to get fired because she got the orders wrong. And like, because like the poor thing had gone out to the parking lot and also waited like 40 minutes to be like, where is this chick who checked in for her groceries? Like, this was her first day and I made it so awful for her. And like, finally, I called her and I'm like, I'm on my way to come get my groceries. And like, she was like, okay, cool. She was like, thank fucking God. Like, that's how relieved she was. She cussed on the phone. That was probably being recorded. And so like, I get there and she, oh my God, I felt so bad. She was so grateful that I came. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I made your first day at work this miserable. Oh, I almost hugged her, but I didn't want to get out of the car.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, there was a lot of work, but I gave someone else back their order.
I'm sure they're happy about that.
Oh, yeah, no, the chick was, like, parked next to me, and she was fucking stoked.
Yeah, I think that should be it. Yeah, no, I just, like, I'm like, it's been too long.
It's been too long.
She's dead.
Did you even listen to the voicemail?
No.
Oh, my God.
I went in, listened to it, and you started calling me back, and I'm like, okay. And she's like, I went to the wrong one. I'm like, I don't even know what time you left.
I left to the store around 7, and it was only 15 minutes there, so I was back by 7:30. But I feel so bad for that chick on her first day. She thought she was going to get fired. She told me that like multiple times.
Why would she get fired? Like,
exactly. She wasn't going to get fired, but she was worried about it. And I felt bad for that emotion.
The true bad emotion there is, you know, valuing a fucking retail job. Like, I feel bad for people that value those jobs. They're for felons and kids.
Well, yeah, it's a starting point. Just like with you.
Yeah, and like literally when I worked at any retail fucking store, I thought about crashing my car on the way to work so I wouldn't have to go to work. I'm like, I would lose my car, probably get a ticket. But I wouldn't have to go in today.
That's an awful feeling.
Remember that receptionist job that I got?
Oh my God. That was so... Ugh. Like, being a receptionist is hard. It is very hard. It's awful.
And you have to deal with the worst of the worst. They're all shitty fucking people. And it's like, okay, I could, you know, do that. I could go into fucking work. Or I could fucking crash and not have to do that. Seems pretty fucking cut and dry to me.
I'm sorry you ever felt... I mean, obviously...
Every day. Oh, this is every day. This is... Yeah, you know, just...
I can't imagine being that upset to not want to go to work.
Now I just, like, wake up and I'm like, fuck.
No, I'm always so happy to go to work. I love my job. I make no money, but I love my job.
Yeah, that's why you like your job, you know.
It's fun, and I get to do cool things.
Yeah, but, like, sometimes when you just have to do what needs to get done, you know, it's not exactly a glamorous job. But we do got some news. Florida, because, you know, obviously... A Florida man arrested for throwing fried chicken at sister during argument. Like, I would show up, take one look at this dude, and be like, he's not guilty. Obviously, he didn't throw that chicken. He probably threw a chicken bone. He's a black man.
I don't understand the correlation.
Black people like chicken.
Yeah, chickens.
So why would he waste some fucking chicken?
Oh. I understand. Continue.
I mean, it all depends on where the fucking chicken's from, too. You know, they don't even fucking say where the chicken is from. You know, one piece of the fried chicken struck the victim's back. I'm sure they can't fucking... churches. Yeah, no. There's no fucking way you wasted some church's chicken. Oh, hell no. I'm sure, like... The dude, like, threw it at his sister's back, and she, like, turned around and caught it, and, like, with her mouth, like, delicious. Like a golden retriever with a tennis ball.
So you've been to a Church's Texas Chicken?
Well, Church's Chicken is its own fucking thing, yeah.
Oh. Is it like KFC?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, they're all good. They all have their own little fucking charm. All these chicken places.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not really too much of a chicken gal.
No, I love the Arby's chicken nuggets. I'm getting that. Like, I finally found a chicken nugget that I like, and it's from Arby's. And I'm low-key ashamed about that, I'm not gonna lie, but I love their chicken nuggies.
I mean, there's always good ones. There's ones that are fucking awful. Like Burger King had like these fucking, you know, chicken fingers. These chicken finger fry fucking things. They're like thin fucking pieces of shit of like just, you know, like a hot, like a thin hot dog of chicken. You know, deep fried and, you know, breaded. I'm like, what the fuck is this horse shit that you are feeding me? And like, it went away quick because it was bad. I'm like, yeah, this is garbage. Y'all should feel bad that you thought that this was food. Burger King in general is just trash.
I think I've had Burger King once and I wasn't impressed.
Nope, Burger King has lost a customer for life. Not that like any of their, you know, staff has done anything wrong. It's just their fucking quality of food is so goddamn low across many, many restaurants. I'm like, I can't trust you.
Like, there's like the main like fast food restaurants I stick to, which is literally two. And then there's like all the gray zones I've tried once. And then there's the no-go zone, which is Chick-fil-A.
Why not? What?
I will not support that freaking restaurant.
My favorite people are like the gay guys that go to Chick-fil-A and like they'll sit in the drive-thru and like kiss each other.
Like it costs me nothing to never eat their food.
I guarantee you that there's fucking gay porn with Chick-fil-A.
No, like sometimes like reps will come like bring us lunches and twice it's been Chick-fil-A and even then I still refuse to eat the food.
Now I have to find out if there's gay Chick-fil-A.
That's free food. I would eat it.
Nah. No. It costs me nothing to not eat their food. And if I can't be bothered to literally just not use one fast food restaurant, like...
Alex, I'm sure there's plenty of other restaurants and grocery stores and stuff that you're going to that have anti-whatever.
I'm gay and I eat Chick-fil-A. Should I feel ashamed? Nah.
No. It's vengeance.
It's like you are fucking, you know, putting a brand on everyone that works there. It's like, you know, if you've ever eaten at Jimmy John's, we don't all fucking hunt black fucking rhinos. Yeah, they've been hunted to extinction by the police. The police showed up. Black rhino! Bang, 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 bang! You're under arrest, scumbag. He's dead. Good. Sometimes I love the, like, defeated look in my wife's eyes.
No, I'm just mourning the book series I'm reading. You reminded me of it.
What, fucking black rhinos? Are fucking systemically profiled.
No, the second series has destroyed everything I loved and was so dear to in the first series of the book. It has destroyed everything. And I still need to read it because I need closure. And it's so painful to keep reading it. It hurts me.
Dick Filet. That's great.
Oh my God, yes. Like, is the special sauce on the dick?
I don't even think they bring in any fucking...
Oh, yeah. It's just a pun?
It's just gay porn.
Aww. I wanted the dude to have, like, the sauce on his dick and then, like, sprinkle, like, the crunchies and then the dude would start eating, like, the crunchies off the dick. That's where I assumed that was going.
Well, I'm sure that they can't, like, truly put, like, fucking... branded shit in a fucking porn video?
Probably not. That is correct.
But I'm sure some amateur people somewhere like on Reddit have done it and like, you know, gotten like they stuck their dick through like a fucking Chick-fil-A sandwich and got their, you know, fucking dick sucked and like, ah, new white sauce on the fucking Chick-fil-A sandwich. Delicious.
Amateur is a wasteland with buried treasures.
Yeah, and horrible fucking things as well.
Yes. No, you gotta find... You have to... Sometimes you have to... It takes a while to find something nice. But you still appreciate it.
But I love, like, you know, police showing up. You know, I'm back on this, you know, black person fucking throwing chicken. It's like getting arrested because you threw a fucking piece of chicken at your sister. Yo, I'm in here for fucking selling crack. Yo, I'm in here for fucking, you know, murdering a guy. What are you in here for? You know, just some hard shit. Oh, yeah, like what? Oh, you don't want to hear nothing about it. I'm fucking hard as fuck, dude. Dude, we've heard it all before. You go lay it on us. I hit my sister. Damn. With church's chicken. Dude, you should get the death sentence for that. Holy fuck. The murderer's like bowing down. Oh my God, you're such a fucking hard ass. You, we're gonna fucking put tattoos of your face on us. This man fucking wasted the church's chicken to fucking hurt his sister. After she probably paid for it. Leaving food debris on her shoulders. This is why America's going to hell. Oh, holy shit. Like, we've fucking blown through this. And I saw, you know, this fucking, you know, title. And I like to just guess what it was. I read what it was. But the title just says, Catholic priest in Pennsylvania spent $40,000 church money on slot machine apps. And I just like to imagine, like he's, you know, on his phone fucking be like, all right, we're going to fucking win big. And like he's gambling all the money. It's way worse than that. So this fucking Catholic priest was spending $40,000 on Candy Crush, Mario Kart, and Pokemon Go of the church's money. And like,
say Pokemon again.
Pokemon.
But no, you said it Japanese the first time you said it. It
Pokemon.
No, you did it naturally. It was super cool. Continue. Like, you didn't even notice. It was perfect.
No, I had like, you know, something in the back of my throat. But it's like, imagine getting caught fucking spending $40,000 on Candy Crush and Pokemon Go.
You Courtney, should... how much money have you spent on Gardenscapes?
Why are we asking this?
Courtney's like, I don't want to be attacked right now.
Why, guys? Why do you do that?
All right. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like, I used to have a tool coordinator named Wade back in the oil field. That he spent, I think, $12,000 on Clash of Clans. And I look at him, I'm like, $12,000. If a game asks me for money too many times, I uninstall it. If it has just like random fucking, hey, full screen ad without your permission, uninstall it.
So what's the difference between doing that versus paying like $60 for a game?
Well, Call of Duty, I spent $30.
Exactly.
And I get to play with multiple people. I get access to the full fucking game.
Yeah, so why is it shame to spend money on an app, but it's still fine to spend money on, like, a computer game or, like, for...
Because I'm not spending $12,000 on one fucking game.
I know, but spending, like, a similar amount to purchasing the app, I think is... It's not as shamed as it should be, but $12,000 is indeed excessive.
Well, that priest was spending 40 Gs. It's like... Like, I want to know what the fucking sermon was the next Sunday after they all found out. They're like, all right, we're going to fucking learn about theft today. You know, turn your Bibles to...
No, they just finally got caught up with you thing with using the income for their own purposes.
I would much rather a fucking
this
priest
is a
be
false prophet.
I would much rather a priest
it's more
be,
than one way.
I would much rather a priest be fucking doing this and spending all this money willy nilly than fucking kids.
That shit, no, both are bad.
With
options.
This willy nilly.
Oh my!
Hey, I got
yet
it.
You dissed mine.
All right, now we got Am I the Asshole, because we fucking spent too much time bullshitting. Am I the Asshole by Important Writing 889. Am I the Asshole for accepting money from my parents for my wedding, then eloping? My parents gave each of my brothers $50,000 when they graduated from university as a down payment on their home.
Holy shit.
When I graduated, they did not do the same for me. I asked them about it and said my husband should, and they said my husband should provide. I wasn't married. I still lived at home. 3 years later, I met my husband. We dated for a year and then got engaged. My parents were overjoyed. We then set a date, and they gave me a check for $50,000 to pay for the wedding. What the fuck? I took the check, and we eloped. We used a check as a down payment on a house.
Whoop, whoop.
My husband had a similar amount saved up, so we were in a good spot with equity.
Oh, that's nice.
My parents were bare furious that they didn't get a big wedding for all their friends and family to attend.
Yeah, yeah.
They said they gave me the money for a wedding. My argument is that I got married and I had leftover money, accurate in my books. My brothers are on their side, so I'm asking if I'm in the wrong. Am I the asshole?
Sexism.
Nope.
Okay, Opie, I can see it from your parents' point of view. And these girls are going to fucking be on your side. You know, Tyra Banks, woman power, fucking get yours, girl.
Women support women.
But, you know, for your parents.
They did too. Their parents didn't put any stipulations on it.
No, nope, they didn't.
With the way they screwed her over.
No. Nope.
Well, I mean, they gave her a check for $50,000 to pay for the wedding.
I thought it was $40,000.
$50,000.
Okay, for some reason, I thought it was a smaller amount.
Nope, 50 G's, 50 large. And they, you know, each of her brothers got $50,000 just when they graduated from university. She didn't get that. She also graduated, too. And, you know, she, to her, you know, to your word, you did spend it on getting eloped at the courthouse. Cool. They expected that to be used for a wedding, though. You know, when someone gives you a gift, you know, back, hey, use this to go buy a fucking car to get your, you know, yourself back on your feet. And then they go and, you know, buy cocaine with it. And it's like, dude, what the fuck?
I mean, technically, we also eloped.
Together.
If you want to get down to the basics.
We didn't get fucking $50,000, though.
We didn't, but we eloped, and then we had a ceremony later, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, well, like, my dad did help, you know, fucking, you know, fund this house.
Yeah.
So.
Not.
But it's like, I didn't get no $50,000. But, you know, that's fine. I don't care.
Not. Your dad helped us.
I
the way we needed, and that was it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't need more money.
Your dad set us up.
I mean, like, if he's, you know, handing out fucking money, like, you know, to everybody, I'll take it, but. But yeah, no.
He wasn't over generous.
But yeah, no, like.
He knew how you felt about it.
Well, it's like, I spent a fucking pretty goddamn penny.
Yeah.
You know, getting in there, too. So, yeah, it was rough.
I'm sorry. It was no help.
I mean, it worked out. Thanks, GameStop. Thanks, AMC. Paying for my fucking house. Yeah, I your parents are right. They gave you fucking money with a expectation that you do this with it. You did not do that with it. You did not have a fucking $50,000 wedding, which you could have a $10,000 wedding, which is still a decent size wedding, and then, you know, pocket the other 40 G's. But honestly, you dated for a year and then got engaged. Like, that's insane.
It is a short time. I agree with you.
But
I mean, it's really pretty common.
It is common.
I waited 7 years, but, you know.
You dragged your feet.
Yep. It's so funny.
But it was worth the wait.
Yep, should be. So, yep. Well, let's see what the fucking comments say. Not the asshole. Your family is being horrible. Using a bullshit double standard. Yeah, but guess what? They can put whatever fucking standards they want. It's their fucking money.
But was it stipulated in the beginning? If there was no conversation of what was expected,
there was
the money.
They sent him a check, you know. That, you know, we set a date. They gave me a check for $50,000 to pay for a wedding. You know, that was a stipulation. Hey, use this to fucking. I'm sure the parents could fucking go through and.
Okay, I thought she set a date and then the parents showed up out of nowhere and were like, "Wait, all of a sudden we're
no." She had a good relationship with her parents the entire time. So,
well, I mean, she lived with them. She kind of had to.
True.
Yeah, no, she still lived at home, but, you know, 3 years after, you know, met her husband and they dated for a year, got engaged. But it's like you took the fucking money and ran.
You know, well, essentially, I'm assuming the money was given to her brothers with no stipulations.
It was meant to fucking be a down payment on their house.
Exactly. So that's what she did.
I mean, I don't blame you, but I understand why your parents are mad. Like, that's the point I'm trying to make.
Okay. It's understandable that the parents are mad, but OP's not at fault for the parents being mad.
Nope. You know, you're not the asshole. You know, you might be a little bit morally wrong, but that's what that is. Now onto relationship advice by Throwaway. I, male 20, accidentally punched my girlfriend, 24 female, during sex. How can I get her to forgive me?
Oh, no. Oh, what?
So I, 20 male, accidentally punched my girlfriend, 24 female, in the side about 3 or 4 days ago. She's still not talking to me. I want to fix this since it was an accident and I don't know how to get her to talk to me. Being the lead there. Me and my girlfriend have been together for about 8 months, and I really like her. She's pretty, sweet, funny, a total nerd like me. She likes Dark Souls. My dream girl. She's also a bit older, which I'm into. Yeah, not that older.
There's a difference between 20 and 24.
But she's kind of weird in a fun, quirky way. She's an amazing partner and has been very supportive of the stupid things I do and like. But I say this is so no one gets the wrong idea about her. My girlfriend likes to experiment a lot and has a super open mind. She's always telling me about something mid to super weird or underground that I've never heard of that she wants to try. It could be anything, food, positions, hobbies, clothes, or whatever. Around last week, she mentioned some bedroom things involving more of a dominatrix vibe. I was cool with this in part, but then she brought up the specifics of what she wanted to try. She wanted to try pegging, but I didn't. She's been watching the videos and doing her research trying to convince me, but I wasn't on board with it. I usually try everything else with little to no resistance, but I'm just not on with this one. She was pretty sad about it and sort of sulked for a while, but I wasn't changing my mind. Every time there was a no, every time after the first no, I wasn't exactly firm since I love my girlfriend and didn't want her to be sad. I made it obvious so that I was uncomfortable with it and didn't want to try it. However, whenever she brought it up, I awkwardly said, "Haha, I don't know, babe," and quickly changed the subject. Blah, 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 blah. Well, anyway, a few days ago, she tried it. She dressed up, and I was pretty excited. She started the whole Dommy Mommy thing, and I was getting really into it. Maybe that's why she thought I was okay with it. She was on top of me and put her finger near my ass. Honestly, I didn't notice at first because we were kissing and it was really hot. You know how it is. But then she put her finger in and I automatically felt that, and I punched her without thinking. I punched her in the side, which she pulled out, and it hurt like fuck. And I pushed her off me rough, and she fell to the edge of the bed. Yeah, and I wasn't trying to hurt her. It was just a reflex, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, your girlfriend fucking, you know, TLDR, my girlfriend tried pegging me, kind of, so I punched her in the side and shoved her. I miss her and, you know, want her to talk to me. Please help.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Dude.
What the fuck? Oh, my. Oh, I'm so sorry.
You're still young.
I'm so sorry.
Sometimes I get away. You can't hit women normally.
I'm so sorry, OP.
There was this one guy that posted, and I guess he'd been sexually assaulted by his mother and was like, it was really bad. And then so his girlfriend goes down on him in his sleep, and like, I guess she's done other stuff, other questionable stuff, I don't remember. But she went down on him, and he accidentally hit her when he woke up, and like, he started having like flashbacks of like him being sexually assaulted, and he broke up with her, and I guess he found out that she does this to other, like, she's done it to two other people before. Like,
sounds
about
right.
I don't
know
what it was, but she's found people.
I mean, I get it. Fucking having a dick is awesome. Yeah, and just being like, I wonder what it's like to fucking put things in holes. You know, that's why men love golf. They're like, I'm putting fucking things in holes. It's great. But yeah, I mean, you know, she fucking crossed a boundary.
She crossed a huge boundary.
And, you know, like, but sometimes you just gotta go for some shit. But, yeah. It's
assault.
Sorry, OP.
I'm sorry, but it's assault.
You just lost a girlfriend over some dumb shit. But guess what? Wait until you find fucking, you know, 40-year-old divorced women. Holy shit. I'm sure they can fuck this and suck the, you know, sadness right out of your penis.
I have to pee.
Go pee. But, yeah, that's it. thank you all so much for fucking being here. You can follow me, Instagram, Twitter, all that dumb bullshit, Alex the Truck. I'm on the internet. And check out my other fucking podcasts that are coming soon. Eventually. Fuck Connor, which is just a fucking night at the Starlight Lounge, which is a gay bar. But yeah, that's it, and we'll be back fucking next week. Bye.